down at the bottom of 64 now, it tells us why we can't be granted perfect release from every other difficulty or defect.
But most of our other difficulties don't fall under such a category at all. Every normal person wants, for example, to eat, to reproduce, to be somebody in the society of his fellows, and he wishes to be reasonably safe and secure as he tries to attain these things. Indeed, God made him that way. He did not design man to destroy himself by alcohol, but he did give man instincts to help him stay alive.
So when we perverted these instincts and our difficulties don't fall under the category of life and death. If I lie, am I going to die tomorrow? No. But see, that's that short-sighted part of me that doesn't know how to live in the now when I need to live in the now, and doesn't know how to look ahead when I need to look ahead, because the now seems overwhelming. But the reality of this now, in 6 months it'll be nothing. But I can get so caught up in the power of something destructive of that's going on in my life at this current time that I get into a doomsday mentality and get the impression this is never going to end, it's always going to be this way, and not only that, it's going to get worse. And that's when I start taking actions that I shouldn't be taking, instead of looking ahead, which is what Alcoholics Anonymous tries to do with people about drinking. Well, take it all the way through. You know, if you want to take a drink, take it all the way through, and where are you going to land? If you're lucky, you might land back here. And sometimes if you can get someone to see that, that's taking away the short side. This disease is short-sighted when it needs to be. It means it can't see the big picture. It can't see the repercussions of an action, and so are the defects. The defects that we live in are because we're short-sighted, which is why step 7 follows step 6, and we're dealing with our shortcomings rather than our defects. Our shortcomings are the things we don't do that we should do, and our defects are the things that we do that we should not do. So there's a distinct difference between 6 and 7. That's why 7 follows step 6, and step 6 precedes step 7, is because we have to learn to raise the bar on what's acceptable in our life for destructive behaviors.